Welcome to Rock Your Brain, Rock Your Life, the only podcast hosted by a high-achieving tech leader and certified coach that teaches you how to use proven cognitive tools to rewire your brain so you work 10 to 20% less while crushing your goals. And you'll do this in 180 days. Hi, I'm Sarah. After decades of frantically overworking, never believing I could achieve big goals in my life, and feeling constantly anxious, overwhelmed, and burnt out daily at work, I finally figured work out. I learned how to work less while identifying and nailing goals I never thought possible. I learned how to feel calm, confident, and a sense of ease at work. So if you're a high achiever who wants to achieve big goals, but doesn't even think it's possible unless you work a gajillion hours, or doesn't even think big goals are possible in any way, shape, or form, this podcast is for you. I keep it simple. You'll learn the neuroscience-based cognitive tools I and my clients use daily to work less while achieving more than they ever imagined. Quick side note, you'll run the risk of being passionately in love with your career. Hey, rock stars, how are y'all doing this week? I am bringing you a greatest hits podcast, podcast 44, all about how to feel peaceful, powerful in your life, and proud of yourself. I've been coaching a lot of clients this week that are really struggling to feel at peace in their lives, especially with the world circumstance and financial services and layoffs and tech. So this week, I want you to practice feeling peaceful in your body, feeling powerful around what you do have control over, and feeling proud of how you're showing up for yourself in this incredible human experience. I love you. Hey, rock stars, how y'all doing today? I'm feeling very full of love and happiness right now. I just had a beautiful weekend here in San Francisco, and the highlight was my incredible friend, Maren Hurley-Matz, who's also on Team Serenity Coaching, came to visit. Maren lives in North Carolina, and she has taken a four-month work sabbatical to go and explore the U.S., and lucky me, she came to San Francisco. Of course, I cried tears of joy when she arrived, as it was the first time we'd met in real life. So we stayed up late chatting. We coached each other, of course. We had dinner at my home away from home, a club called The Battery. And I took her to the Presidio, which is a national park, literally, y'all, in my backyard. I had such an amazing time with this woman who literally leaves me speechless. She's so fucking incredible. So today we're going to talk about how you can feel peaceful, powerful, and proud of yourself every day. In my experience, these are three of the most powerful feelings you can use to take massive action in your life. We'll also talk about how a part of your brain tells you this lie, that if an external circumstance or fact changes in our lives, like we get a new romantic partner or a new job or get that new promotion or make more money, only then is when we're going to feel good about ourselves, peaceful, powerful, proud, all the things. So if you want to go more into this external circumstance lie, just check out podcast episode 33 titled External Circumstance Fallacy, and you can go deep on this lesson. So for most of my life, I have chased the feelings of peaceful and powerful and proud, dying to experience them daily. I thought that if I got up early and hit the office immediately with my coffee and spent the day taking massive action for about 10 hours with no breaks, checking off that gigantic to-do list, I would feel powerful. I thought that if I had like a regular yoga practice 3 or 4 times a week, I would feel peaceful and powerful. I believed that if I meditated daily, I would finally feel some peace. My brain believed that if I found a man for a romantic relationship and he and I had the same interests and values, I would finally feel peaceful once that love interest turned into commitment. My brain also had a belief that if I made more money, I would feel peaceful because then I would also feel safe financially. Guess what, y'all? None of these things worked for years. Not one. Okay, now it's time to talk about the trap my brain believed I'll call next, quote unquote. So
I also lived in a constant state of thinking and saying next to myself. Now, like, what did I literally do? Like, literally, I would say to my inner self, I had a little talk track with myself, next. I would say, like, okay, the next time I sign a cool new client, I'll feel great or powerful. The next boyfriend will be the right guy, and then I'll feel great or peaceful. The next time I sign a deal for 50K, I'll feel powerful. The next time I go on a cool trip to a new place I've never been to before, I'll finally feel peaceful. The next level of expertise I have about cloud technology, then I'll feel powerful. Y'all, these were all lies my brain was telling me that were creating me feeling very stuck and filled with anxiety and self-doubt. I want to share a little visualization with you. So y'all know how much I love cars. So visualize a car on a road trip. Say you're in Napa Valley in California. And for the most part, the general feelings that you have right now are like anxiety and self-doubt about work, your partner, other parts of your life. And so you decide to go on a road trip and drive about 535 miles down the coast to San Diego, California. You get in your car in Napa and your brain thinks, okay, when we get to the next stop in an hour, which is San Francisco, the architecture is going to be so much cooler than Napa. And it's going to be so amazing to see the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm going to stop feeling self-doubt and I'm going to feel peaceful when I get to San Francisco. This next stop is going to help me feel so much better than I do right now. Then you arrive in San Francisco and guess what, y'all? Yep, you don't feel peaceful. You still have the same emotional state of underlying anxiety and self-doubt that you had when you were in Napa. Nothing's changed internally. But then your brain thinks, okay, next, let's go to Santa Barbara. I know the palm trees, the ocean. Yep, I'm definitely going to feel peaceful there. And you drive down to Santa Barbara and yeah, you guessed it. You arrive at the Pacific Ocean with all the palm trees and you brought the same emotional state with you that you had when you were in Napa, the same feelings of anxiety and self-doubt. And guess what, y'all? When you arrive in LA, and then when you finally arrive in San Diego, you're still going to have that same emotional state with you of anxiety and self-doubt about work, your partner, and all the things. Your brain will always try to trick you into believing that if you change things on the outside, then your internal emotional state will change. Your brain wants you to believe that only when things change will you feel peaceful, powerful, and proud of yourself. So now I want you to understand nothing's gone wrong that your brain believes this because your brain is wired to believe the trap of quote unquote next. Your brain is wired to believe that next job, next romantic partner will cure your current feelings of anxiety, self-doubt, and overwhelm. And the only reason, y'all, why you have these feelings is because of what your brain is thinking, your thoughts. There's no need to stress or think you can never change. We'll always have these feelings and go into some state of hopelessness. The good news is we can rewire that brilliant brain of yours with thought work and shifting belief in yourself. So your brain has a piece of it that is wired to conserve energy and do the easiest thing humanly possible. This is why you'd rather watch that show on Netflix than write a one-pager plan on your brilliant idea to start a side hustle, or iterate on your marketing plan, or go to the damn gym. So, me knowing my brain is wired to want to do the easiest thing possible. So just embracing that as literally, that is neuroscience. That's a fact. Just embrace it. It's wired this way. And that I fully believe that if I just kept it the next game long enough, it would eventually work. I laid out a plan to get to the other side of my emotional state. I was sick and tired of feeling anxiety, self-doubt, and overwhelm. I was dying to feel those feelings of peaceful every day and powerful and proud of myself. I've always been very attached to what I think until I started doing thought work. And I believed that my thoughts and beliefs were actual facts in my life. Thankfully, with thought work, I now know that every thought in my brain is optional. And I get to train my brain and put it to work and tell it what to think so that it serves me. So my first step was tapping into my deep drive and lifelong desire to feel peaceful, powerful, and proud of myself daily. To feel proud of myself as an entrepreneur. To feel proud of how I showed up in my relationships. How I showed up for myself. To feel peaceful about the life I had created. That it was enough. It was fucking amazing. To feel powerful that I managed my brain and its limiting beliefs that I wasn't smart enough to write a book. And override my brain's limiting beliefs and write my first book, Rock Your Brain, Rock Your Life. So I started with my feelings. This was my first step. I stopped approaching the start of my day with this gigantic set of actions on a huge to-do list along the lines of, what do I need to do today to feel good? So I stopped approaching my day that way. And I started my day asking my brain, how do you want to feel today? And my brain consistently came up with the answers of peaceful, powerful, and proud. I've always been a big believer in doing hard things in my life so I can achieve big goals and dreams, from curing my eating disorder to stop drinking and more. For those of you that have been following me for a while, you'll know that I'm very driven. And so I had to turn my brain's external focus on the quote, next thing on my list, or the next adventure, or the next stop on the road trip will make me feel peaceful, proud, to an internal focus. I had to ask my brain, how do I want to feel about my life? And I consistently landed on these three feelings: feeling peaceful about who I am, that I'm amazing and incredible, and that I do the work daily to show up for myself and my goals and my dreams and my students and clients. And I really do believe this. And trust me, I did not always believe this, but really, y'all, this shit really works. And I wanted to feel proud that I do hard things every day. I do hard things I've never done before, like start a coaching company in 2020 to help my students and clients believe in themselves and love their lives. And remember, y'all, I've been in the technology industry for the last 25 years. So yes, you too can do a complete pivot in your life decades into your current career. Boom. One of my favorite beliefs is discomfort is the currency of my dreams. And the minute I focus on this belief, I feel proud. And I also feel proud that I just make decisions daily to show up for myself and my students. I love feeling powerful that I can direct my brain and tell it what to think and feel powerfully confident in my ability to figure things out as an entrepreneur. I love feeling powerful that I can shift my unintentional thinking around romantic relationships and getting married and fully believe that I will. I used to believe either of these two beliefs about romantic relationships and getting married. It was like, well, there's something wrong with me and I will never get married. Or the other one that my brain would switch to is, there's no man out there that's the right fit for me. But I now see both are lies designed to keep me safe and feeling stuck, of course. I practiced these three feelings many times a day, every day. I would just stop and say to my brain midday, all day, what can you do about this so you feel peaceful, powerful, and proud of how you showed up for your badass self right now? So feelings always drive our actions. So this question was a really powerful way to have intent around what I wanted to do for my business today, how I wanted to show up in my romantic relationship, how I wanted to show up for myself today and my future self. It's really easy to create a massive list of actions from a feeling place of peaceful, powerful, and proud. I now work 8 hours a day, 4 days a week versus 10 hours, 5 days a week before I started this coaching company. When I think about my current work schedule, I immediately feel peaceful because I have this belief I get everything done I need to get done. And what gets done is fantastic. And this belief, y'all, creates the feeling of peace. I've set an impossible goal to make $600,000 in revenue in 2021. Yeah, this goal literally makes me want to throw up a little. When I think about creating this result for my life and myself, I feel powerful and proud. I feel proud that I keep shifting belief in myself to create that financial result in my life. The belief I use is, quote, I'm certain I will create $600,000 in revenue in 2021. I feel powerful that I can train my brain to shift belief in myself. So here are today's two lessons. Number one, identify and practice useful feelings daily. Identify 3 to 5 useful feelings. And I define a useful feeling as one that you emotionally connect with and you feel a shift in your body when you feel the feeling. I'd like to encourage you to pick a combination of feelings that are both the quote, feel good kind of feeling and the feelings that require you to feel a level of discomfort. For me, peaceful and powerful are the feel good kind of feelings. And now when I feel proud, it's usually because I've done something hard that my brain didn't want to do. So I've had to feel a level of discomfort to do it. And remember, y'all, the good news about feelings is they pass. They're just a vibration running through your body for about 60 to 90 seconds. The second part of today's lesson is embrace the feeling of discomfort and just fucking do it. So make sure you embrace the feeling of discomfort daily. Plan on feeling the discomfort and just doing what you need to do to feel those 3 to 5 useful feelings you've identified. Maybe one of your feelings that create the feeling of discomfort is courage. You know, for me, it's proud. It's whatever feeling is tied to doing hard things. The discomfort could be like as simple as cleaning out your closet, which I know doesn't excite me at all, but boy, do I love an edited, organized closet, right? To a little, you know, embracing the feeling of discomfort because you need to build a consistent exercise routine or getting that work deliverable that you don't really want to do done and on time. All right, y'all, I'm so proud of you and you can totally do this. And if you want support to get unstuck, crush some goals and just fucking love your life, come and join us in the Rockstar program, as it's the only place I know of where we show up every day for ourselves and each other. And we're going to blow our own minds this year. And if you like the podcast, thanks for leaving a review, which will help others find these incredible cognitive tools. Okay, y'all, I'll talk to you next week. I love you. Have an awesome rest of your day.
If you're loving what you're learning in this podcast, you have to come and check out the Rockstar program. It's my coaching program where we take these neuroscience-based cognitive tools and we use them daily to break through burnout so you can fall passionately in love with your career. So join me over at sarahmoody.com. I would love to have you join me. You can also follow me at Sarah L. Moody on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. I can't wait to see you.